Welcome to a delicious hour of culinary conversation with Chef Jamie Gwen. Dish with celebrity chefs, cookbook authors, trendsetters, and food experts, and gain inspirational ideas to feed your soul. You'll learn kitchen wisdom, wine education, and lifestyle tips, and you'll eat and drink like never before. Food and Wine with Chef Jamie Gwen starts now.
A very good Sunday to you, food lovers. Chef Jamie Gwen in your radio. This is your culinary and lifestyle show where I am delivering deliciousness every weekend. So mark your calendar and be sure to tune in. This is where the most passionate food and wine lovers live on Sundays. And you'll hear everything from food and wine to mixology and more, health, wellness, a bit of tech, serious travel, and of course from the greatest culinary thinkers on the planet. So be sure to tune in. And if you happen to have missed a show, don't worry. Our podcasts are posted on iTunes and you can find a direct link at chefjamie.com where you'll find an arsenal of recipes to fill every day with fabulous flavor. Food enthusiasts, you too can rejoice and celebrate my daily dish on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Chef Jamie Gwen. So please become a fan and a friend. All right, rev up your crock pots because it is officially time for hearty fall meals. Slow cookers are most commonly used for soups and stews and hearty casseroles, right? But it can also be the perfect vehicle for a hot breakfast, like overnight oatmeal, or a sweetly satisfying dessert, like the best apple cobbler ever. A small investment of time in the morning or today on a Sunday, peeling the onions, chopping the carrots, browning off the meat, it always pays off in the evening when you come home to that tender, hearty, delicious meal that's ready to eat, right? Well, chilly autumn days, I know they're coming, call for warm comfort food. So I suggest you fill your slow cooker with your favorite fall ingredients just to bring the cooler weather on. And you can make hearty dinners like I make a pumpkin chili or I love to put up pulled pork, simple sides with sweet potatoes and squash, stuffed apples, poached pears, so many endless opportunities. If you love your slow cooker, or maybe your rice cooker does it all, I happen to love appliances. I don't think that they really are given their fair due, and I don't think we work our appliances enough. So even if you have a pressure cooker, which really does work well in many instances, then I have news for you. These are my best chef's tips for creating fabulous fall meals that are effortless. There are a few simple rules to create rich, satisfying, slow-cooked meals. And you just have to follow these tips. You'll get easy, flavorful, delicious dishes all year long, especially fall and winter. So first and foremost, you want to choose the right cut because short ribs and pork shoulders and lamb shanks, like the fatty, tougher meats, they become meltingly tender with the moist, low heat of a slow cooker. Leaner cuts like pork tenderloin tend to dry out. Likewise, remember, dark meat, the thighs, the drumsticks, they do remain juicier than white meat breasts. Although, stay tuned because before the end of the hour, I am sharing with you a chicken breast recipe in your slow cooker that comes alive with flavor. So it, too, is very doable. Now, when it comes to working your slow cooker the best way, you want to keep the lid closed because each peek that you take during the cooking process actually amounts to an additional 15 or so minutes of cooking time. So curb the urge to peek and curb the urge to stir. It's usually not necessary, and it really does slow down the cooking process. Now, you do want to care for your slow cooker. It has a ceramic insert if you're using the traditional crock pot, and you don't want to place it from the heat source, which where it nestles into its base, onto the cold counter. You always want to put it down on a dish towel because there are almost invisible cracks that you might not see that actually can make for temperature shifts. So if you're using a slow cooker or crock pot for a long time and you're finding it's not cooking as well or right, then you might consider investing in a new one. The same thing, by the way, goes for that hot slow cooker insert, the pot. being stowed overnight in the fridge. I recommend that you transfer it to a container once the food is cool. But if you insist upon putting it in the fridge directly, please let it come to room temperature before you chill. Now, browning boosts flavor, but you knew that because that's all about caramelization. And we talk about that a lot on this show. You can certainly pile food into the slow cooker and you'll get tasty results. But when you take a couple of minutes to brown the meat and throw in the vegetables so that the onion or the garlic cloves saute just a bit, you are always rewarded with that additional layer of depth and caramelized flavor. And by the way, this is doubly true with ground meat. So if you're making your signature football chili in your slow cooker, brown the meat first because that chili will come alive. If you want a thicker sauce, if you're making some sort of stew, then you can always dredge the meat in flour, shake off any excess, and then brown it. And you'll get a nice viscous thickness to the finished sauce. Now, I say always avoid overcrowding. You never want to fill your slow cooker more than two-thirds full. So the big roasts and the whole chickens, as long as the lid fits tightly on top, that's fine. But you want to use the larger slow cooker or the larger crock when possible. And then I like to skim the fat. If you want a silky sauce or a lovely gravy, take that extra minute and skim off the fat from the top of the cooker. It will definitely keep you from risking ending up with oily, greasy cooking liquid. And when it comes to cooking chicken, I always recommend that you take the skin off as well. Then when it comes to the heat level, a general rule of thumb is that cooking on the low setting, which is 170 degrees for most models, takes about twice as long as cooking on high, which is 280 degrees. Now, keep in mind, some cuts of meat and some recipes are better suited to one setting over the other. So you want to follow the directions on a recipe. But if you're opting for a quick cook in a slow cooker, I know it doesn't really make sense. I will say I do opt for the high heat or the high setting on your slow cooker. And then when it comes to dairy, you always want to add it last because sour cream or yogurt tend to break down in the slow cooker. And if left too long, they will actually break or curdle. So stir them in during the last, say, 15 minutes of cooking. Now, here's a controversial mention, really, but my personal gastronomic opinion. I do not use frozen food in my slow cooker. I believe that loading a slow cooker with icy ingredients keeps food in the danger zone too long and bacteria can flourish. So I'm okay with vegetables, although, you know, fresh is always more fabulous. The exception to the rule, though, when it comes to meat, is the prepackaged slow cooker meat that you might buy in the freezer case because it's a brand you know and it's made all natural and a sauce that you crave. That's fine as long as you follow the package directions, but try to refrain from frozen meat going directly into the slow cooker. It's just the safer way to go. And then to end on a fresh note, a sprinkle of fresh herbs, a squeeze of lemon at the end of your slow cooker recipe always brightens the flavor, and it tends to cut through the richness of those long-cooked recipes. And then there are other finishing touches I like to suggest, like hot sauce or freshly grated citrus zest, sometimes grated Parmesan on a red sauce, good quality olive oil in a drizzle, all work really nicely. And then, last but not least, I will say, use your slow cooker. Adapt a recipe. Find something that is craveable and delicious to you and try it out because there is something really beautiful about a ready-made meal when you come home starving. I do have slow cooker inspiration posted at Chef Jamie, chefjamie.com. And you can, of course, always email me directly. Jamie@chefjamie.com will get you to me. Okay, it's time for food news this week. Oh, I have two very important pieces of news that you can use. Firstly, the James Beard Foundation is on tour with their Taste America events across the country. Starting Friday, October 6th, the festivities are in Los Angeles. It all starts with a benefit dinner at Viviana. It's a fine restaurant. And then there are two demos throughout the weekend with Barbara Lynch and Chef Michael Cimarusti. So check it out. Then they're off to Philadelphia, Seattle, Chicago, San Fran, Austin, Boston, and Kansas City. So if you are a fabulous food lover in any of those cities, then you'll want to check it out and learn more. It is for the food obsessed, no doubt, at jamesbeard.org for more info. And this is really good food news. Wait for it. Cadbury coated Oreos have arrived. Woohoo! When Oreo and Cadbury come together, I think I just gave away my tremendous sweet tooth. You know it's going to be something amazing, right? So as the name suggests, Oreos are cloaked in smooth Cadbury chocolate. I happen to be a Cadbury lover, and I will follow you anywhere for a flake bar. I have not gotten my hands on these Cadbury-coated Oreos yet, because there's a small problem. The sources that I know from have reported that these delectable bites are only available in Australia, and I haven't splurged for the ticket yet. But I'm staying very positive because I know they will eventually make their way over to us, so please look for them, and do let me know if you see Cadbury-coated Oreos, because I will be right there. Now, Southern California food lovers, you could be looking for sweets galore. Oh, and everything savory as well at Smart and Final, of course, because you do have the good taste to be shopping at Smart and Final and Smart and Final Extra stores, right? I'm very proud to shop at Smart and Final ever since I worked in professional kitchens, today in my research and development kitchen and at home, because Smart and Final is better than ever. I'm also proud to have them as a supporter of this show, making it possible. So you should know that there is a place in your neighborhood where you can find farmers market freshness, more club sizes than a club store, and prices up to 25% lower than supermarkets. You see, that place is Smart and Final. At Smart and Final, you get it all. You'll find high-quality foods for family dinners, supplies for weekend parties, organics, even locally sourced products. And if you're looking for a better supermarket, well, you should skip the supermarket, because when you go to a Smart and Final store, you will find real savings of up to 25% every day. So please, find a Smart and Final store near you at smartandfinal.com and let me know what you think. And of course, don't touch your dial, because coming up, we are sharing delicious conversation in your radio. The beauty of sweet potatoes. Oh yes, one of my favorites, in fact. Mary Frances Heck is here to dish. Also, just after, blogger Tegan Gerard, you know her, Half-Baked Harvest. Yes, she was Savour's best blogger of the year a year back, and she's only 24 years old with her first cookbook release. She'll wax poetic. And Lisa Lynn, our resident fitness guru, is stopping by to challenge you to a posture challenge. That made you sit up straight, didn't it? There is a full hour of conversation to feed your soul. I'm Chef Jamie Gwen in your radio, and we'll be right back. Chef Jamie Gwen here. It's time for the Melissa's Produce Pick of the Week, every week from the ordinary to the extraordinary, guaranteeing that the best and freshest worldwide produce anywhere comes from Melissa's. This week's produce pick, fig season continues. Beautiful, intriguing, and delicious. I love fresh figs, a true seasonal treasure, and nothing beats figs from California's Central Valley. They'll last just another week or two, so get your hands on Melissa's heirloom figs. Their heirloom fig container contains varieties that are best every week, like Black Mission or Tiger Stripe, Sierra, or Brown Turkey. And I love figs on top of my morning yogurt or even over ice cream at night as a great snack eaten out of hand. They are to be cherished. You'll find Melissa's heirloom figs still available now. And you can find Melissa's produce in the produce section of your favorite supermarket. Just look for their Melissa's logo where the eye is the carrot. You'll see it by name. Or order your produce direct to your front door by going to their website at melissas.com. The best, the freshest worldwide produce anywhere comes from Melissa's.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed, you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
It's delicious, it's divine, it's food and wine. Welcome back, Chef Jamie Gwen in your radio. So sweet potatoes, they're the new it vegetable. And that delights me because they're delicious and they have nutritional powerhouse qualities and they are endlessly adaptable. So today we are exploring their many virtues and the wonderful ways that you can get creative with the superfood tuber. Mary Frances Heck is an accomplished food journalist and the former test kitchen director of Bon Appetit, and her first cookbook was just published, entitled Sweet Potatoes, Roasted, Fried, and Made into Pie. Mary Frances is here to dish, and I'm glad to have you. Hi, Mary Frances.
Hello.
Okay, let's start with a sweet potato primer, please. The health benefits first, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah.
So good for you. They did make superfood status, which
That's
I think
right.
is wonderful because that means we can eat many, many more of them.
Oh, yeah. Sweet potatoes have it all. I love sweet potatoes because they are, as you said, a superfood. And they're super high in fiber. They're great for folks who are on diets where they're supposed to sort of limit the amount of sugar they're consuming, despite the fact that they're sweet. They're metabolized, well by diabetics and, you know, folks with, issues with cholesterol or anything else like that. And they're absolutely packed with vitamins. So, tons of beta carotene. The purple ones have anthocyanins, which is that compound you're supposed to get from blueberries.
Right.
I eat one every day. And the thing that I really love about sweet potatoes as they relate to being a superfood is that they're affordable. There are so many foods that we've heard of, wild berries and otherwise, that are, they're expensive and they're tough to incorporate into your diet every day. But sweet potatoes, you'd be hard-pressed to pay more than a couple dollars a pound for them. And with that, they become accessible.
They certainly do. I agree with you. And botanically, I think it's important to note, as you do in the book, because I do love the primer, they are very different from a traditional russet.
That's right. That's right. So, botanically speaking, they are actually, more accurately considered a root vegetable than a tuber. And that's an important distinction because, a tuber is going to be prone to holding simple starch. So, if you eat a russet potato, for example, which are delicious, you know, there's lots of, space for that in cooking, but they are metabolized, as sort of a simple sugar at the end of the day. And a sweet potato's got complex carbohydrates, it's got fiber, and lots of vitamins. And so it's more like a root vegetable. Think of it more as in the family of, like, carrots than in the family of potatoes.
Let's talk about some of the recipes.
Okay.
Because they are really inspiring. So I can't think of anything better or more perfect for football than buffalo sweet potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh yes, this is one of my absolute favorites. So it's simple, and it comes together in a snap as well. You basically cut up your sweet potatoes and roast them just as you would for a side dish, but then you toss them in a homemade buffalo sauce, which is a simple thing to pull together, and top it with some crumbled blue cheese and sliced celery. And this is one that I really like to serve when I've got like a mixed crowd coming over for a football game. Some people don't like to eat meat, whether they're vegetarians or they just don't want to eat a lot of meat anymore. I think that's pretty common. And so it's really fun to offer bold, spicy flavors, but a little bit lighter. And I found that this is one of the most popular things at fall parties that I can serve.
I can't wait to make it next Sunday, and I will toast you for sure. I love, too, as we get into the cooler, colder months, your braised sausage, lentils, and sweet potatoes as well. And I noticed that's a white sweet potato, so if you would, differentiate for us.
Oh, absolutely. So white sweet potatoes and orange, well, they're white-fleshed or orange-fleshed. Their skin colors can be sort of anywhere from a deep rusty red to a very light brown. So, you know, it's good to know what the flesh color is on the inside. But I found that white-fleshed sweet potatoes are magnificent when they're braised. And when you cook them slowly in a flavorful liquid, they become almost silky. But they maintain their shape, and so they're wonderful. They're a wonderful component in a stew or a braise.
Nice. How about sweet potatoes with chimichurri? That's that herbaceous, savory pairing that you were alluding to.
Oh, absolutely. So this one, chimichurri, is the Argentinian kind of steak sauce that they slather all over grilled beef.
I love chimichurri, Mary Frances. Absolutely.
Isn't
it
the best?
On everything. And you know, when I have leftover chimichurri, that becomes a salad dressing.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, shake it up with a little more lemon or vinegar.
Exactly, and dress everything.
Yeah, and so chimichurri is a, you know, combination of herbs. I love a little dried oregano, but you've got to also have some fresh parsley. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to have garlic and a little red chili flake. It's a little spicy, and then it's got vinegar. And so despite the fact that it's a sauce with also some olive oil, it's got a good punch of acid. And I love that on like a coal roasted sweet potato. So what you can do is take any color sweet potato. I love white or orange for this one. And bury them after you've grilled up a bunch of stuff. You know, it's still the early fall, so I'm still outside cooking. Take a few sweet potatoes and bury them in the ashen over coals and leave them there for about 45 minutes. And then, yeah, give them like one turn or make sure they're just buried in the coals.
Yes.
The skins are going to get charred. And what's going to happen is you'll start seeing, and I'm not kidding you, caramel bubbling out from underneath the skin. I mean, if there's nothing more tantalizing than that.
No doubt.
And pull them off the grill, let them rest for a couple minutes just because they're going to be super hot. And cut them open, you know, hit the flesh with a fork, kind of fluff it up a little bit, and slather it with this chimichurri sauce. There is nothing like it. You'll never miss the steak. It's great next to a steak, but again, if meat's not your thing, this is a really satisfying dish.
Fabulous. And then leave us with pie, please, because Thanksgiving is coming, and sweet potato pie is essential, really.
You know, it is essential, but I've got to be honest. I did not want to touch any of Grandma's recipes in this book because I think so many families have wonderful heirloom recipes from their family members. And so I wanted to try a new take on sweet potato pie. And so I sort of was toying around with this idea of sweet potatoes with ginger and chocolate, which is a flavor combination I love. And I came up with this black bottom sweet potato pie. So basically what you do is you make a simple pudding, pretty easy to make on the stove. You add a little dark rum to it, you know. If you're serving it to the kids, you don't have to, but I recommend it for the adults.
Yeah, cheers to that.
Yeah, exactly. And then you divide the pudding into two, and you stir a little bit of bittersweet chocolate into one half and a sweet potato puree into the other half. Then you layer that in a graham cracker or a ginger snap crust and top it with a little fresh whipped cream. Oh, man.
Okay.
And the best thing about it is you can just keep it in the fridge until you're ready to serve. You can make it a couple days ahead of time and you know, get the pie out of the way before Thanksgiving.
You had me at black bottom sweet potato pie for sure. I love the way you cook. Congratulations to you. The book
Thank you so much.
Is really fun and filled with passion. There are 60 bold flavored recipes in Mary Frances Heck's new cookbook on sweet potatoes that will inspire you to eat sweet potatoes every day, far beyond just Thanksgiving dishes. And I'm grateful that you were here, and I will be cooking from the book, Mary Frances. So I do hope you'll come back and share new recipes as you develop them.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
It is my pleasure. Thank you. You'll find more delicious inspiration at Mary Frances Heck. It's FrancesHeck.com. And of course, you can get social with Mary Frances on Instagram at Mary Frances Heck. The new book release called Sweet Potatoes, Roasted, Loaded, Fried, and Made into Pie. There is lots more delicious conversation in your radio right after this, so you wouldn't dare touch your dial now, would you? Chef Jamie Gwen here. So you need a loaf of bread for lunches, maybe chicken or steaks for dinner this week, or are you starting to get ready for Halloween? Well, Smart and Final is your Halloween headquarters. It's a good thing Smart and Final has you covered, right? Because there is a place in your neighborhood where you can find farmers market freshness with more club sizes than a club store and prices up to 25% lower than supermarkets, all without a membership card. That place is Smart and Final. Smart and Final and Smart and Final Extra stores are better than ever. And at Smart and Final, you get it all. Restaurant quality foods for family dinners. High quality supplies for all the parties to set them up and clean them up. You'll find a beautiful organics section, even locally sourced products, and some really cool gourmet stuff that you just can't find anywhere else. So if you're looking for a better supermarket, you should skip the supermarket and go to a Smart and Final store for real savings of up to 25% every day. This week, you'll find value, convenience, and quality at Smart and Final. Like First Street ground beef is just $1.99 per pound fresh, and a 2-pound package of sweet seedless red grapes, just $1.99 each. Find a store near you at smartandfinal.com.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls and send texts, making it easy for you and your customers to stay connected. Even get voicemails transcribed. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now, get $20 off your plan when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet pressed $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers, including CA602331NV38686.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls and send texts, making it easy for you and your customers to stay connected. Even get voicemails transcribed. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your plan when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet pressed $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers, including CA602331NV38686.
Chef Jamie Gwen here. From September 29th through October 1st, you can savor, mix, and mingle at the world-class Newport Wine and Food Festival. Taste bites from 40 top restaurants, plus sip from over 200 varieties of wine, spirits, and brews. Tickets are still available for Top Chef All-Stars winner Richard Blaze, which I'm hosting. Plus, get early VIP entrance to the Grand Tasting Pavilion and wine tasting panels. Go to NewportWineAndFood.com for tickets and info. I'll see you there. Sharing the table with you every Sunday, Chef Jamie Gwen in your radio. There is a fantastic, inspiring, and beautiful cookbook just released that might just become your new favorite manuscript for culinary creativity. Whether you need to get dinner on the table for your family or you're planning your next get-together with friends, Half-Baked Harvest has your new favorite recipe. I have long been smitten with Tegan Gerard. Well, as long as at her mere 24 years of talent, I will say she is a big name in the food world. She grew up in the Colorado Mountains as one of seven children. She started cooking at age 15, which led her to a career in food, and at 19 launched her blog, Half-Baked Harvest. Since then, tens of millions of people have fallen in love with Tegan and her fresh take on comfort food, her absolutely stunning photography, and her very charming life in the mountains. Her blog received high praise in 2016, winning Savour Magazine's and Better Homes and Gardens annual blog awards, and the Half-Baked Harvest cookbook is a feast for your eyes and for your palate. And I am delighted that Tegan Gerard is here to dish. Congratulations, Tegan. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. How are you?
I'm well, too. Thank you. You must be very excited to see it all in actual print.
Yes, I'm so excited. It's an incredible feeling.
I could imagine. And I know that feeling of holding the book when it first arrives. Okay,
yes.
Tell us about a typical day in mountain life. I think everyone's enamored with this, you know, brilliant, I cook all day and develop recipes through passionate inspiration life of yours.
Yeah, I do a lot of cooking. I cook and photograph for the blog pretty much 5 days a week. So I'm kind of up on my feet all the time, or if I'm not up on my feet, I'm up responding to emails and answering reader comments and things like that. So it's kind of a 24/7 job, but like you mentioned, I'm so passionate about it and I love it, and I wouldn't be doing anything else. I feel very grateful to be doing what I love.
Oh, definitely shines through. Can we talk food photography just for a minute before we get into recipes? Your photos are, to me, like gorgeous still lifes. And if you would share your best tips, because we all aspire to great food photography.
Yeah, well, first, thank you. I think that my best tip really is to work at it. The way that I've never really taken a photography class. 4.5 years ago, I didn't even know what a DSLR camera was.
Right.
So I was a complete beginner, newbie. I stole my brother's camera, and I just did a lot of Googling. And I think what really helped me grow my photography was practicing it every day, taking photos every single day. Looking at photos that I loved and seeing what I loved about those photos, and then, taking elements and putting that into my photos and making them my own and developing my own style. So really working on it every day and developing your style and finding out what you love is going to really help grow your photos.
I would like to tell you that I have never pan-fried feta. So if we could move on to a snack, could you teach us how?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that there's a lot much better as an appetizer or a snack than pan-fried feta. Basically, it's really easy, and people are always confused, like, oh, you can fry cheese, but feta is a hard cheese, and it doesn't necessarily get very melty like a mozzarella would. So I like to dip it in a little bit, almost like you're going to make a chicken parmesan, but you're using feta, and it goes through, some beaten eggs as like a wet coating, and mm-hmm. then through some breadcrumbs, and you toast, then you put the whole block of feta in a skillet with just a little bit of olive oil. We're not deep frying it or anything. And you crisp it on both sides, and it's like warm, and the breadcrumbs get really golden and crunchy and toasty, and it crumbles, and you can serve it with crackers. I have it with salty olives, which are really delicious. You can really just go to town with it with a fork. It's pretty good.
I love that idea, and I can't wait to make it. And then following fried feta, a little no-guilt fettuccine Alfredo would seem in order. And I was delighted and inspired to see you add hummus to your Alfredo sauce in this recipe.
Yeah, that's kind of the secret. I don't know, one day I had a bunch of leftover hummus in my fridge, and I'm the queen of just taking leftovers and throwing them all together and hoping for the best, that whatever that recipe is turns out. But I had, you know, big pasta fans in my house, and so I was like, okay, well, let's just see if we can make a sauce out of this hummus. And, you know, it turned out really good. I used a little bit of the pasta cooking water to bring everything together, and it's a really great, creamy, rich sauce, but minus all the, you know, extra calories from heavy cream
sure.
and Parmesan cheese and things like that.
Right.
So it's a great, healthier alternative.
It's weightless, and you get the protein punch from the hummus, and you've
yeah.
got broccoli in there, but it's still creamy. I can't wait to try it.
It's really a great dish. I mean, and it's
yeah.
also so fast. You
yes.
just kind of boil the pasta and toss it all together.
Fabulous. Okay, on the exact opposite extreme, cheesy French scallops over the
yeah,
top.
That one is definitely, if you're not a scallop person, this is going to turn you into a scallop person. That recipe is, it's kind of just to die for. It's definitely very rich, but it's delicious. And I paired it with some French croissants, which, you know, that how could anything not be good there? So that's a really, it's a very special recipe. If you're looking to impress someone, I would serve that.
Okay. Your cheesy French scallops are on my to-make list. And then before I let you go, we must talk ice cream banana bread. Because when you say ice cream banana bread, you mean it literally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are using melted ice cream as the base of this bread recipe, essentially. It's kind of the liquid that pulls everything together. And I know that sounds so weird, but it's such a great way to use minimal amount of ingredients, because the ice cream has the sweetness, it has the creaminess, and the heaviness of like a, you know, cream or something like that. And it also has a lot of flavor if you're using vanilla, or you could use butter pecan, anything really. And it kind of pulls everything together, and you mix it up, and you have a loaf of bread, and you bake it, and it comes out. You're always very surprised. You're like, wow, I can't believe I just made bread with ice cream.
I think it's so smart. And I think that's what everyone is so taken with you about, Tegan, is that you have us all running to the kitchen. And I am I'm very thrilled to say that as a chef, as you know myself, I love comrades that inspire us. And the book is truly inspiring. Congratulations to you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Very thrilled for your success and your continued growth, of course. Tegan Girard has created a very lust-worthy and delicious life, and she is sharing it in her first cookbook release entitled The Half-Baked Harvest Cookbook. It is available now everywhere, so be sure to get your copy because you will be as enamored as I just know it. Follow her on social for delicious inspiration as well at Half-Baked Harvest and HB Harvest, and the blog, of course, Half-Baked Harvest Online. Tegan, come back next time you're making ice cream banana bread or something new and fabulous in the mountains of Colorado and share it, will you please?
Yes, of course. And thank you so much for having me.
No, it was my pleasure. Thank you for sharing your passion. As the delicious conversation continues, we do have great culinary thinkers on this show, and it is my goal to make every day delicious. Stay tuned. There's more fabulous food in your radio right after this.
Whether you need bananas for lunch, tri-tip for dinner, or party goods for the weekend, you'll find everything you need at Smart & Final. Smart & Final has the low prices of a Walmart, the big sizes of a Costco without the membership fees, plus the freshness of your local supermarket. Smart & Final. Warehouse prices, big and small sizes.
News update. I'm Gary Garrison. Los Angeles City firefighters are assisting L.A. County fire crews in battling a wildfire in the Kennethon Recreational Area in the 4100 block of South La Cienega Boulevard near Baldwin Hills. The latest incident alert from County Fire says almost all open flames have been extinguished. The fire is 90% contained. A street fight led to three teenagers being stabbed at a church festival in Hawthorne last night. All three victims were 13 and 14 years of age. And Los Angeles Rams owner Stan Kroenke weighed in today on the issue of NFL players kneeling during the national anthem, saying, "We will continue to support our players' freedom to peacefully express themselves and the meaningful efforts they make to bring about positive change in our country." KABC SoCal weather, sunny skies today, highs from the mid-70s to around 80 at the beaches, mid-80s inland. More news coming up and continuous coverage at KABC.com. I'm Gary Yarrison, Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hey, John Phillips here, inviting you to join Jillian and me Friday, September 29th at Morongo for a live broadcast from 3 to 6 p.m. We'll be at Tacos and Tequila, eating tacos and maybe drinking tequila. Join us for the fun Friday, September 29th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., live at Morongo.
Saturday mornings at 7, backed by popular demand, it's the Real Estate Zone with Danny Butsalkin. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing, learn the strategies and secrets from the pros. That's Saturdays at 7, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Running low on the stuff you need? Time for a Target run. We're here for all the big moments and the little ones, too. Like an afternoon snack attack. Now through Saturday, get Chobani Flip Greek yogurt just 10 for $10. Add more yum to the mix with raspberries and blackberries on sale 2 for $5. Then clean up with a 3-pack of Clorox wipes. Always a great deal at $5.89. Plus, we've lowered prices on thousands of items. Target run and done. Pricing may vary. Restrictions may apply.
Megyn Kelly on her new morning show.
I knew it was time for a change. I had this distinct memory telling my sister-in-law how much I wanted to launch a different kind of show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I'm so grateful and happy to be here.
You know, a show that would uplift people, that is also fun and empowering. And she said, "I see it. I see it." You know, when you get up in front of a group of people and talk about your life experience or what's important to you, it doesn't work unless you open up.
Megyn Kelly Today premieres Monday at 9 a.m. on NBC.
Chef Jamie Gwen here. From September 29th through October 1st, you can savor, mix, and mingle at the world-class Newport Wine and Food Festival. Taste bites from 40 top restaurants, plus sip from over 200 varieties of wine, spirits, and brews. Tickets are still available for Top Chef All-Stars winner Richard Blaze, which I'm hosting. Plus, get early VIP entrance to the Grand Tasting Pavilion and wine tasting panels. Go to NewportWineAndFood.com for tickets and info. I'll see you there.
The kids are back to school and autumn's just around the corner. Hey, it's Leanne Tweeden reminding you commutes take longer during the school year, so please be patient. Why rush? My friends at SoCal Plumbers 911 work around your schedule. Need an appointment after the office? Call SoCal Plumbers 911. Busted water heater? Definitely call SoCal Plumbers 911. Highly skilled and available 24/7. Enjoy $50 off with their back to school special. Dial 877-PLUMBER or go to SoCalPlumbers911.com.
Living our best life every day. Welcome back, Chef Jamie Gwen, in your radio. Correct posture ensures good health. It gives you confidence. It helps you look slimmer. Oh, we love that. However, despite all these benefits, most of us do slump. We're round-shouldered, we're hunched over, especially sitting in front of the computer, right? Well, celebrity fitness expert Lisa Lin, my dear friend, is here to guide you to better posture with her 7-day posture correction challenge. Yes, she is our resident fitness expert, and I love when she drops by. Lisa says that we can physically look 10 years younger and 10 pounds lighter, so I'm all in. Lisa Lin is the founder of Lin Fit Nutrition and the author of the award-winning The Metabolism Solution. She created the Wall Street Journal bestseller, The Metabolic Boosting Weight Loss System, and she regularly appears on national television and with Dr. Oz to share her workouts and insight. And I am always thrilled when she stops by because she is whipping us back into shape. Hi, Lise.
Hello.
Are you pedaling?
I am pedaling, and I'm making sure I'm sitting up straight.
Yes, of course, and I am too. It's funny. Every time I talk to you, I do put my shoulders back.
It's a good thing. They call me the posture Nazi, no pun intended, but because you kind of have to be that way with your body.
Yes, and with your fitness trainer, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You are my only friend that has a stationary bike as her office chair, and one of the things I love about you. I also love that you mention it in the piece, and I've watched the challenge and I've done the challenge, and we're encouraging everyone to do a 7-day posture correction challenge, because psychologically, you say, good posture conveys confidence and leadership. And I agree, but it's also the best prevention for injuries.
It is.
Okay, so we might not know that our posture isn't good, right?
Correct.
But there's good news, so tell us all about it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize, like, I just got done with a meeting for a guy to give me a quote on a floor of all things, and the first thing he says is, can I ask you a question? And I hear the shoulder boo-boo. My shoulder's starting to ache, and this is the problem in my hip. And 99.9% of the time, regardless of what's ailing us, it's going to always go back to, as they say, human error in the computer world. In this world, it's our posture's not right. We're slumping. Our shoulders are rounded over. We're getting headaches because our shoulders are up to our ears. Our back hurts because our pelvis isn't neutral anymore. And almost anything that ails you can be fixed with better posture.
And it starts from the neck and shoulders down, because it affects your joints, your knees, your hips, as you mentioned.
Everything. From headaches to digestion to anything that ails you. The problem is we've come so far away of, remember back in the day, walk straight, sit up. Nobody does that anymore. Now we're all slumped over our phones, and me included, looking, and we don't realize we're supposed to be like our back. If you looked at yourself from the back, from your head down straight to your spine, your hips, that's supposed to be a nice straight line. You're not supposed to be rounded over, slumping back, tilted to the right like a lot of people drive their cars, sit up straight with your tailbone driving straight into your seat.
Okay, then that's what you mean by stack, right? Mm-hmm. Explain proper posture, please.
Correct. I have people stand to the side, and if you did this and you were looking at yourself in the mirror, and listeners should probably try this, where is your head? Is it out in front of your body, or is it stacked perfectly over, let's call it the column, which is your head is in line with your chest is in line with your hips or shoulders, so it goes one straight line. Most people have their heads out in front of their body 3 feet, allowing their traps to come up, or they're sitting slouched so their tailbone is tucked under. Think about your spinal column as a straight. It's a column, and it's supposed to be straight. Everything's supposed to be stacked in that column accordingly.
Okay, so you stand in front of the mirror so that you can see your side view.
Yep.
Right? And you put everything into alignment. The hips.
I do this every morning with my clients like they've never heard it before. First thing I do is have them pull their chin back.
Okay.
So that now their head is again stacked. And most people are like, oh, I feel the stretch in my back, because they don't realize that is our head is a 25-pound bowling ball. Mm. And whether you're cooking in the kitchen or writing a paper or driving your car, our head is supposed to be stacked perfectly over that, so that our musculature can do all the work and we're not hurting ourselves to do it. Imagine your spinal column or a broom holding up a 25-pound bowling ball, and if that bowling ball gets off the top tip and into the front, the pressure it puts on it.
Okay, so let's talk about the posture challenge. Every day is a different exercise to work the abs. It's all about your core, right? Because when you build, as you've talked about for years with us and for nearly 30, devoting your career to personal training, it is all about the core, the center of you that makes everything else align.
Correct.
This really definitely applies to posture.
Biggest part of our body. That's why they call it the core. Everything stems from these core things. And if your core is weak, what I tell people is your body is only as strong as your weakest link. So I always hear that, but I can bench. Well, it doesn't matter what you can bench if you have a weak leg or a weak butt muscle, because the core starts it all. So if you can have your core, let's see, from your pubic bone up to your breastbone is what the core really is, strong, that's going to stabilize and hold you in place, and then you can work on the small little side roads, if you will, easily.
Give us a couple of the daily challenges for the 7-day posture challenge. Maybe one that we can start right now.
Sure.
That will.
And you know, you actually can start with day one, which is a core. It's obviously the plank, but plank doesn't mean you have to get on your hands and knees. You could be sitting in your car listening to us right now, and you can make sure that your head is back into the headrest.
Okay.
Your shoulders are squared and back into the seat evenly, so you're not tilting right or left, and that your stomach is pulled in back to the car seat. In fact, the car is one of the best places to practice this. We're supposed to sit like professional race car drivers do that. You could hold that position for 10 seconds, 30 seconds, a minute, whatever you have. Start and just be mindful, is everything in proper alignment there? That's a good plank core workout right there.
Okay, I just did it in the radio studio, and my engineer just held up a piece of paper. You look taller, it says.
Yeah, that's right. And if we had that paper on your head, it wouldn't fall. That's how you know you're in good alignment. We're supposed to drive cars, read books, check our phones in that position right there.
Okay, and kickoff tomorrow. Day two for the 7-day posture challenge starts with what?
Day two you can do right in your bed, or you can do the sitting in the chair you're in right now where you're lying face first on the ground with your arms out to your side. You're going to roll your thumb up. You could do this seating. You're just doing the same thing. You're sitting straight up. You lift your arm up so your arms are kind of, you know, out like a bird at your sides, if you will.
I feel a stretch.
Yes. Roll your thumbs back. What you'll feel is your chest opens up. So all that bra fluff I get to hear about every day, sometimes it's not that women are overweight. It's that their posture's terrible there, and they're allowed to slouch over. It lets the skin drip and drape.
Okay, only 5 more days.
Yeah, those are little presses behind, little birdie presses, if you will. And these are all important because each day you can be mindful and really submerge yourself into each move. Day three is you're going to stand with your, you know, you're standing up or seating, clasp your hands behind your back and really push them back there. Again, you're going to try to open that up, driving your thumbs so they're pointing behind you. Mm-hmm. You're going to feel your chest open up. This is one of the best ways, especially if you're female, you have boobs oversized B, they're going to pull you forward. This corrects that posture and opens up your chest. So better breathing, more energy, you stand taller, you look taller, because it doesn't matter how fit you are. If your posture is slouched over, you're not going to look very fit.
It feels so good.
It does.
And I love.
We should really all start our day with these things.
Okay. Well, I'm committing to doing so. And I know that my listeners are as well. I love that you are dedicated to helping us get in the best shape of our lives, physically, mentally, spiritually.
I love it.
I know.
You know, I live for that. And if you feel better, you're going to eat better.
Yes. And if you eat better, you're going to look better. And if you look better, you're going to feel better.
That's right.
And if you feel better, you're going to live your best life.
You got it.
For nearly 30 years now, Lisa has devoted her career to specializing in metabolic weight loss, performance nutrition, and personal training. And you can get more great tips on posture and belly fat and toned arms and more at lynfit.com, lynfit.com. You can follow her on social at Lisa Lynn Fitness everywhere. It is the 7-day posture correction challenge, and only Lisa Lynn can show you how. Lise, thank you as always. I'm sitting up straight.
Atta girl.
I feel good.
I'm here if anybody needs any help.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate that. And we'll talk to you next month as we continue to find our best selves.
Thank you.
And so that brings us to the end of another hour of gastronomic inspiration and delicious conversation, because if food is your fetish, well, then I am supplying the tools every Sunday. I will leave you with my last bite, my last ounce or tidbit of conversation for the hour. You heard me talk about the virtues of your slow cooker at the start of the show. And as the school year and the holiday season get underway, it's nice to have dinner ready, right? So here is a 3-ingredient wonder that will satisfy all of your sweet and spicy cravings. Your slow cooker does all the work for my 3-ingredient Hawaiian chicken. You will need 4 boneless, skinless chicken breasts, a can of Dole crushed pineapple that's been drained, and 2 cups of either your signature homemade or store-bought barbecue sauce. All you do is combine all of the ingredients in the slow cooker and add a generous pinch of red pepper flakes. Those don't count as an ingredient. They're already in your spice cabinet. And then you cook on high heat for 3 hours. And I like to serve the chicken over jasmine or basmati rice. I love the sweet, spicy complement, and it really is a quick fix. I'm all about delicious dinners, gathering friends and family together, and it doesn't have to be so elegant or advanced all the time. It just has to be delicious. I'll post this recipe on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, where I share my daily dish at Chef Jamie Gwen. You can find podcasts of a show you might have missed because you loved listening to this one on iTunes under Food and Wine with Chef Jamie Gwen. And I'm always serving up seconds at chefjamie.com. I thank you for listening. I'll meet you here next Sunday in your radio. I am Chef Jamie Gwen signing off, and I hope you continue to eat well.